from the chrono-amperometric measurements, the maximum current density and the coulombic efficiency can be measured. Shown here is a typical chrono-amperometric biofilm growth curve of several growth cycles using a fed-batch reactor. After the initial lag phase, a first current density maximum commences. Then, the current decreases to nearly zero current flow due to substrate depletion. Following substrate replenishment, the current density increases again with a higher maximum current density. After several growth cycles, the maximum current density is constant, which indicates a steady-state biofilm formation. As the steady-state maximum current density value is dependent on several parameters, it is often considered as a characteristic of electroactive microbial biofilm electrode systems.